From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it.
Mr. McGuire,
come with me for a minute. I want to talk to you. Excuse us, John. I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. Will you think about it?
Yes, I will.
Enough said. That's a deal.
Well, that soundbite, as you may know, is from the 1960s film The Graduate, when Dustin Hoffman's character is advised to think for a career about plastic. My guests on today's field trip are no strangers to plastic. Since 1999, Richard Lang and Judith Selby Lang have been collecting plastic debris, carrying it away by the bagful from one particular beach in Northern California. They were attracted to things that would show, by their very number and commonness, what's happening in the oceans around the world. Each piece of plastic that Richard and Judith pick up goes back to their studio, where it gets cleaned, categorized, and stored before being used for their art. The couple makes prints, artworks, including large sculptures, photo tableau, jewelry, and art installations with the plastic that they find washed up, all with the goal of raising a deeper concern with the problem of plastic pollution in our seas. When the couple married, Judith made her wedding dress entirely from recycled materials, dry cleaning bags, and plastic shopping bags. They're a collaborative team. Their love of nature is combined with their interest in science to produce an ongoing series of artworks about the oceans and the environment. While the content of their work has a message about the spoiling of the natural world by the industrial world, their final intent is aesthetic and celebratory. Please welcome to The Field Trip, Judith Selby Lang and Richard Lang. Welcome, you guys.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being on the show. So I guess the first question I should ask is how you got started on this plastic odyssey.
Well, we have two separate stories that come from 3 years before we even met each other. And both of us, for 3 years, had been picking up plastic on the beach. Judith, you want to tell your story?
Well, I had been lunching weekly at Blackie's Pasture in Tiburon, and I discovered there all along Richardson Bay bits of plastic, brightly colored, interesting things, and I'm an artist, and I thought, this is something to be done with. So I started gathering it up and making little collage items and small sculptures and just fooling around.
And I started working at the National Seashore with my son Eli, and we were doing habitat restoration and took a stroll down on Tokio Beach, and there was a big mess of plastic. So we came back a week later with garbage bags, and we picked up 7 garbage bags full of plastic, brought it back and threw it in the truck. And then the question came, where is this mythical away that we're going to throw this stuff? So we emptied the bag, started going through it, and went, wow, this stuff is cool. We started fooling around with it.
It was a match made in heaven for you guys.
Well, it was.
The story continues on because it all winds around our very first date, which was at Kehoe Beach, and it was there on that fateful day that we each discovered that we each, prior to our meeting, had been collecting plastic.
So we're walking on the beach, and Judith picks up a piece of plastic, and I pick up a piece of plastic, and I look at her, and I say, are you going to keep that?
And I say, are you going to keep that?
Did you think that was a good line? I collect plastic. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what are the chances of finding somebody else that is so geeky weird about this wonderful material? And out of that has forged this love relationship, a marriage, and an ongoing collaboration.
Well, how beautiful. Well, now look, this plastic is not stuff that's left there by visitors, right? This is stuff that's washed up on the shore.
No, it's all washed up. Occasionally we'll find something left on the shore, but people are pretty respectful, especially when you get to a beach that's that remote. You have to carry everything in there, and you're really encouraged to carry everything out.
We have great evidence of pieces of plastic having a long life at sea. Sometimes it has a kind of a nubby texture to it where bryozoans have actually grown on the surface of the plastic, or it'll be a bit faded from the sun being in the ocean. Or we'll find single-use water bottles. We have quite a collection of bottles from all over the Pacific Rim, Korea, China, Japan, and so on.
In India.
So we know this stuff is washing up from a long ways away, and also from the Bay Area as well.
We just found a plastic water bottle from the 2008 Olympics.
Wow. Do you think it's been floating for 3 years?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let me ask, what do you carry the stuff off the beach in? Do you have special bags?
Well, just lately, we've gotten in touch with a woman in Nashville who's called the Green Bag Lady. Makes bags for carrying your groceries. And she makes it out of scrap material and remnants. And she makes these bags for people. And she's made over 17,000 of them. So we got in touch with her, and she came out here. We had a visit and became friends, and we commissioned her to make special beach plastic collecting bags. Maybe you can describe them, too.
So what that means is the bottom of the bag is actually a fibrous mesh material. We don't consider the plastic itself to be necessarily dirty. It's been at sea for so long and buffeted by the sand and sun. But it is sandy. And so in these new improved bags, our collecting bags, this mesh bottom, we throw the sandy plastic in, and then we can just shake the bag, and all of the sand falls out. We still bring it home, and we rinse it off, and then we begin our sorting process, dividing things according to color and kind.
So that was going to be my next question. Is your basement filled with buckets of plastic stuff?
The basement is filled with buckets of plastic stuff, but we also have a barn, and we're lucky enough to have a storage space where we can put all the categorized pieces, and they're categorized by color and kind, and we have all different kinds of categories. As any collector knows, you keep sorting and resorting your collection, curating it, really.
Absolutely, that makes sense. So I read on one of the internet sites that combs and toothbrushes are some of the things that you come across quite frequently.
Yeah, we've got if you can imagine, one of those file boxes you use to keep all of your records in. If you can imagine three of those full of toothbrushes, then you get some sense of what we have.
We also have a box that we call the Beauty Bar. And that's shampoo containers, mascara applicators, the little dental floss picks. Anything that's sort of a personal care item goes into our Beauty Bar.
I know that there's lots of those ivory-colored cigar holders. What are those things called?
Oh, Tipperillo tips.
That's it.
Yes. Do you know anyone that smokes those?
I don't.
Well, nor do we. But every time we go to the beach, we find those.
Every time. And we find them in numbers.
I wonder where they're selling millions of those for them to be washing out.
Well, you know, and what's interesting, one of the things Richard was saying, you know, about the kind of connoisseurship of collecting, because we are interested in displaying all of one kind, for example, the photographic image that we have of those hundreds of those Tipperillos, when you see all of one thing together, you can begin to discern their differences, and you'll note that some of them have blotches of tar on them. Some seem like they're really chewed over, like some guy was really worrying the end of that cigar as he smoked it. So each one of those items has a story to tell. It was once owned by someone and then discarded, and now it's owned by us. So we try to follow that whole circle of ownership in what we do and how we think about the plastic.
Yeah, it's got a romanticism to it. Do you find plastic bits and pieces that really thrill you? Do you jump on a piece and say, look at this?
Well, if we did, we wouldn't tell you. I'm laughing because we do that with each other. While we're going out on the beach, say, in a given afternoon, and you find something that's really special, we put it in our pockets and we hide it away, and only at the end of the day do we open our hands wide in this flourish of a display. We say, look what I found.
And sometimes Judith, maybe you can tell from the tone of her voice, is a deeply kind and non-competitive kind of person. When she finds something on the beach that's particularly wonderful, she does this kind of hand motion, waving the thing in the air in a display of triumph. And
look what I got. This is Mitchell Field. Please tune into next week's Field Trip to hear part two of my interview with artists and beachcombers Richard and Judith Selby Lang. Thanks for joining me today on the Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.